Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The impeachment managers and Trump defense team agreed to enter GOP Representative Herrera Butler's statement into evidence for the Senate trial record instead of calling her as a witness. Earlier today, the Senate voted 55-45 to hear from witnesses. The lead impeachment manager, Representative Jamie Raskin, read Herrera Butler's statement about a communication she had with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy about his conversation with then-President Trump during the siege on January 6th. Both the counsel for the president and the managers did not make additional motions for witnesses, so the trial will now move to closing arguments and a vote on whether to acquit or convict former President Trump on inciting an insurrection. The witness managers had wanted to hear from Jamie Herrera Butler, and NPR's Claudia Grisales tells us why.
There was a conversation between House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He relayed that to her that he had had with President Trump at the time during the insurrection. He said that when he finally reached the president that day and asked him to publicly, forcefully call off that riot, the president initially repeated a falsehood that it was Antifa that had breached the Capitol. McCarthy refuted that, told the president that these were Trump supporters. And that's when, according to McCarthy, the president said, "Well, Kevin, I guess these people are more upset about the election than you are."
Europeans are keeping a close eye on the impeachment proceedings, as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Les sénateurs qui voteront contre Donald Trump seront démocrates.
This French newscaster says former President Donald Trump will be acquitted along strict partisan lines. Europeans have been tuned in to America's electoral upheaval since the presidential election on November 3rd and even well before. European officials have welcomed the new Biden administration and have largely moved on from the Trump era. Even right-wing movements no longer point to Trump as an example. But the violence of the Capitol storming and the specter of Trump's second impeachment still provides for fascinating viewing. Analysts warn that Europe is not immune to such populist upheaval. Many countries are looking at new ways to fight disinformation on the internet and beyond. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The rise in coronavirus cases is slowing down in the U.S. Johns Hopkins University reports more than 97,000 new infections. Yesterday brought more than 5,000 deaths. The CDC says more than 48 million COVID-19 vaccinations have been administered. This is NPR. Demonstrations continue in Myanmar today, protesting the February 1st military coup. Michael Sullivan reports neither the military nor its opponents are showing any signs of backing down.
The new military-led government continues to arrest politicians and activists seen as opponents of the coup, often at night. But in some cases, they've been thwarted by neighbors and others who've turned out in numbers big enough to cause police to abandon their efforts. Protesters turned out in numbers in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, and in Mandalay, the second largest population center in the north of the country. Today's demonstrations occurred on the birthday of General Aung San, Myanmar's independence leader, and the father of Aung San Suu Kyi, the civilian leader of the democratically elected government who is now being held by the military. She's not been seen in public since her arrest the morning of the coup. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
Italy has a new national unity government. The former head of the European Union's central bank, Mario Draghi, was sworn in as prime minister today. Draghi's credited with saving the euro, Europe's single currency. His biggest task is steering Italy out of its coronavirus crisis and economic slump. The White House is calling on China to make available data from the earliest days of the coronavirus outbreak. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it's imperative that an upcoming World Health Organization report is free from an alteration by Beijing. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.